This was Bankery High Street in the year 1938. I'm 8 years old and about to start my walk to school. The bungalow beside the Gordon Hilders Memorial is my home, and it was built by my dad, James Anderson the Fruiterer, in 1928. I cross the road and walk under the railway bridge, which is built at quite a sharp angle to the road. The Episcopal Church Rectory is the first house on the corner of Corsi Road. The Reverend Ferguson is the rector. Next door is Corsi House, one of the oldest houses in the village. There's a cottage next to it, across the lane, and then the Roman Catholic Chapel. The carved walls at the entrance were at one time the gates to Dungeith House, and inside the walls there's a small lodge where Miss Petrie lives. Then comes St Ternan Place, a small terrace where several families live, including the Pithies. Their daughter Enid is a little older than me. Also the Russells. The three girls, Mary, Violet and Lorna, often look after me. They have three brothers called Maxie, Toshi and John. They will soon be moving to the new houses at Woodside Crescent. Now there is an open square with the Village War Memorial. This was the playground for the school at the back, now the Borough Buildings, with the schoolhouse next door. My mum went to school here when they first came to Bankery in 1910. The Episcopal Church is over the wall. I go to Sunday school here, and Miss Ogston plays the organ. Mr. Gullett, the schoolmaster, also plays, and Miss Herdman is my Sunday school teacher. I pass two newish, semi-detached shops. The first is W. Henry, the tailor. His daughter Margaret is a year or two younger than me. Miss Berry is his tailoress, and she's a small, neat lady. The twin shop is Henderson the chemist. There is a lane leading to houses behind, and then Mr. Angus the shoemaker, whose shop is beside the West Church. The minister is Mr. Monroe, and my dad is an elder there. I cross the foot of Chapel Bray and pass in front of the Burnett Arms Hotel, another building with its own story. It's run by the Ray family. After Watson Lane comes Geordie Gibson's, a sort of grocer Carmarthing shop. Geordie has fantastic whiskers and wears a canvas apron. We children are a bit scared of him. He doesn't like cheeky bairns. Next to him is Charlie McIntosh the butcher. Sawdust on the floor and carcasses hanging on hooks behind the counter. He has a son, Charlie, and two daughters, Aileen and Lorna, but they're all older than me. They live at New Bankery Farm. Copeland the tailor completes this trio of shops. Eddie is the tailor, and I think he has three sisters, one of whom, Violet, is to marry my uncle. Another lane, and then the Dee Valley Cafe. Gavin Grant is in my class at school, and I don't think they've been there very long. It was once the Bankery Reading Room. Adjoining the cafe is another old building, very long, with a pend in the middle. Claude Hamilton once had a garage here, but now the first half is J.B. Adam, grocer and draper. I hand in Mum's shopping list, delivered by the bicycle boy with the big basket. Delicious smells of ham and coffee, sugar measured into blue bags and tied with string, cheese cut with a wire, and butter from a big block made into pats the size you want. It's fascinating to watch your order being prepared, but I haven't time. At the other end of this shop is the drapery. Rolls of different fabric and wool, everybody sews and knits. Ladies' underwear and sewing things like needles, thread, thimbles, embroidery transfers, and silk and wool for mending are all in drawers in the counter. There's a brass strip fixed to the counter which is used to measure material by the yard. We learned this table of inches and yards in school last week. Mr. Adam has a daughter, Evelyn, and a son, Bruce. They live at Ilderton, near the station. After the pend, I've never been through it, is Gray the jeweller, who sells watches and rings and pierces people's ears. It must hurt. Beside him is a sort of double shop, divided down the middle, but with one door. The first side is another draper, Mr. Andy Taylor. On show are corsets and Celanese knickers and Lyle stockings. The other half belongs to Mary Lamb. Hers is an old Bankery family with several shops. She sells shoes. I get my Startright school shoes and Clark's sandals here. Your feet are measured on a wooden slide rule every time to get the right size. Next door is a newer building, as there was a fire here a few years ago. It's yet another draper, Andrew Adam. Drewy and his sister Jean run the shop. It's bigger than the other two and sells more clothes. Then we have two blacked-out windows. Customs and Excise and Labour Exchange is painted on them. I have no idea what goes on in there. The end of the block is Mr. Beaton, another tailor. Most men have their suits made to fit them. My dad always asks for two pairs of trousers, as they wear out quicker than jackets. Another lane with a gate next and a rather important building, D'Agostino's, Banchory's famous ice cream shop. We call it Daggy's. It has a sort of stone floor. Mum says it's called terrazzo, with a marble pattern for coolness. The counter is marble with glass shelves. Behind it are Lucy, Emily and Angie, and their brothers Louis and Johnny. My mum went to school with some of them. They are all nice with us, getting our halfpenny cones or tuppenny sliders. Or you can sit inside at a glass-top table and have ice cream with chocolate sauce in a little silver dish with a flat spoon. This costs sixpence and is only for special occasions. My pocket money is 3 pence a week. They sell cigarettes, sweeties and Sunday papers too. Next door is Durwood the shoemaker. Mr. Durwood has a daughter, Norma, a bit older than me. And the shop sells heavy walking shoes and golf shoes. One of the family, Gordon, is an expert golfer. Gall the jeweller is the last shop in this block. Then there is a lane before Lunan, the chemist, and Valentine, the hairdresser, in the same building. I get my hair cut here, I hate this, by May McCaig. The last building is Cook, the grocer. The shop faces down D Street and is a lower building than the others. A wall beside it has a stone saying, Scott Skibner, a famous fiddler, was born near here. Over the wall is the Union Bank with iron railings and a grand porch. Mr. Henderson is the banker. Up the hill here is a very old and creepy house called Castleary. There are steps and two lanes up to it through the trees and often washing hanging out. A lady takes in laundry. You can get past the house out to Watson Street, but I like to have somebody if I go up that way. After a long high wall, there's a little sweetie shop, which is another grocer. We seem to have an awful lot of grocers in Banchory. Now I'm at the bottom of Piray's Brae. Who is Piray, I wonder? No more shops, so I must hurry on to school.